This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Mickey Robinson, Cole Country Chamber of Commerce Executive Director. Welcome to the show, Mickey.
Good morning, sir.
We are going to discuss a couple of topics today. First off, the 10th annual Tour de Cole bike ride, and then the 17th annual Cole Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival, both held on September 26th. And Mickey, we'll start off talking about the bike ride. This year, it's sort of honoring a past resident of the Cole Country area, Joe Magnani, and he made quite a name for himself as a bike rider in Europe, and maybe you might talk a little bit about that.
Well, basically, there was no jobs in the 30s, so his parents actually took both of them and sent them over to some relatives over in Germany. Well, this was in the mid-30s, and that's when Hitler was just starting this thing. Well, he started riding with, but he didn't realize these were corporate names, corporate teams, so they really did. He couldn't get a ride. He had to be an independent. So he did that. He proved himself. But in 43, he abruptly got arrested by the Gestapos. And he went to prison till the war was over. Then he came back. And he went to the start doing things here because he's really gotten older there. But he always had bicycling in his blood all the time there. And the 10th anniversary coming up on the 26th of September is going to be dedicated to him, his brother, his son, and some other relatives will be coming, returning to Bunnell for that day of the race. He will be the starter for the mass start that we have at 7 o'clock. That who wants, this is the 100-mile ride, and these are the guys who clock themselves and build themselves up for a big bike rides later on in the fall there. But he will be the starter, and he'll be doing things, signing autographs, signing shirts, and we're going to have a special shirt with him and his picture of his father on there.
And he also, Joe Magnani, was also associated with probably a name a lot of people know, Schwinn Bicycles.
Correct. Yes, he was. They brought him in. He was like a consultant there because he was a whiz on that. He finally retired there.
Now, as you said, one of the rides is the Metric 100, I believe they call it.
Right.
But do you have three types of rides? Maybe just real quick, one sort of more family, the other one's probably for the more serious bike rider.
Right. You got a good way to put it. The 15 miles, actually 14 miles long, is about 7 miles out and 7 miles back. And that's for the beginners, I call. Now, some people like to brave it and try the 33. And the 33 takes them out a little farther. Then, of course, the 100-mile, that's for more. Anybody can do it. Now, we have people always want to challenge it, and they end up coming back puffing and puffing everything. A lot of them don't do it, but we had last year, we had over 45 that did that, and 41 finished. By the way, when they do sign up and come, they get a T-shirt, but you got to register before the 18th of September. And after that, it's just a gamble that if you're going to, we have enough T-shirts. The other thing you get is a little ticket for a sandwich and a drink at the Chamber's food booth up there. And it's really nice. You can get any kind of a sandwich, like Italian beef, a smoky, a regular cheeseburger, a hot dog, or anything like that. And we have drinks and everything. But they get a ticket for a sandwich and a drink free.
As far as registering, if they'd like to get in by that September 18th deadline, what do they do to register?
Well, there's a couple ways. You can go to our webpage, www.colecountrychamber.com, and download an application. Or you can go on active.net to register and pay by credit card. And then you get it, we get it, and you get a T-shirt and everything, but you got to do it before the 18th.
And this year, just to mention, some of the proceeds from the Tour de Cole bike ride going towards the Heidi organization.
Correct. Every year we try to pick a local organization, civic organization, that we would donate a small amount of our registration fee to that company.
Fall Festival, the other half of our conversation today, a number of attractions there. Also, there's going to be a lot of musical entertainment. Maybe you want to start off with what's going on attraction-wise?
Well, you name it, I think we can almost say you name it, we got it. This year, of course, we got the live entertainment. That is for 8 hours. And it starts at 7 in the morning, goes to 4 o'clock. Now, everybody says, well, you don't open till 10 o'clock. Yes, correct. But the 7 to 10 o'clock has been Joe Powell, which is an older gentleman, senior citizen, I should say. And he does he's a crooner. He sings, he whistles, and that's what I love about him when he whistles. About every third song, fourth song is a whistle. And he performs basically for the people who are setting up the craft vendors. Then you have live from Nashville, first-timer, Amy Hailstone, who is a first-timer. She's a local artist. Her and her family grew up here in Gillespie, and the basic thing, she's does everything herself. She's a writer, she's a composer, she's a singer, she's a writer, she does everything. So she'll be in, and she's live from Nashville, and she does a lot of stuff in Nashville now. So we're going to get some taste of Nashville here. Come out and sing her. And she starts at 10 o'clock and goes to 11:30. Now, one thing I like to remind everybody, when you come, we have no seating at the under the pavilion there. But you bring a lawn chair, come early, and you'll have a good seat. By the time we get to Steve Davis, Elvis, Memories of Elvis, and his troupe, he puts on a three-hour show from 1 to 4. Now, the one I just skipped over, Dixie Dudes, are from 11:30 to 1 o'clock. They play a mixture of type of music and everything. You see, and we have a fast turnover each time a band comes in. It's enough time to go to the restroom and or get a snack at our concession stand with all the food I just said a few minutes ago.
You've mentioned the entertainment, things available for children as well.
We have an exotic animal petting zoo, which is a real live Alaskan white reindeer. And it is one of the biggest, largest draws I've ever had in 17 years, this reindeer. Since this is the fifth year we've had them, and it's not the same reindeers, but they come in and they look good. And they'll let you pet them, but you will feel them. It's just a feeling that will never go away from you. Then the other ones we have the two humps camels, and they're there and they love carrots. The petting zoo people have a little bag of carrots they trim, cut to the special size that the animals like. So what they do is you buy a bag for $1 and you feed them. And then after the two hump camels there, we have water buffaloes. We have the goats. The pyramid goats there, and we have some other surprises that we never know until the last minute, that when he brings something special over. Then next to him is our local pony rides, and they come in, you ride the pony, you know, and everything, you pay a few bucks, I'm better not say a couple of bucks, but you pay for the rides, and the kids loved it. Last year over 1,000 kids rode them ponies. There next to him is our pumpkin patch. Now we have a farmer from northern Macoupin County that comes in with 500 pumpkins, and he goes through about 70-80% of them sold. Then next to him will be a brand new entry into the fall festival, first time, a dinosaur display. We'll have the gentleman is bringing in, which is the original size of a real dinosaur from back in them days, and they make it themselves. They built this thing themselves, and they build these dinosaurs that goes to different historical museums all over the world. You name it, and they probably have bought it from him over the last 20 years. Some of the other things we have is Illinois Valley Rehab. They come in and sell their products that they make themselves at the Illinois. The clients make them for themselves. One thing that's been super for the last 8 years is a pumpkin, a big, large pumpkin cut out on a wood and painted, and you can put out in the front with your name engraved on it and everything. They do about 300 of those a year. And then also we have, that's been with us, built by the Illinois Valley Rehab people. About 8 years ago, our little choo-choo train. We have four cars on there. And what it is a free ride we give them. And every year we ride anywhere from 14 to 1,600 people a day on there. Rick Konica does that. And he's one of the best engineers I've ever had over my years that I've had the choo-choo train. It's free. It runs. It go on about a seven-minute ride there. We have some people with wicker furniture. We also have some homemade, handmade furniture. We have a place that you can buy things that you want to do, things like that. We have over 85 crafters.
Mickey, we have come to the end of the show, but anybody who'd like to participate in the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival can contact you at your phone number, 217-710-5218.
That's correct. That phone lives with me during the month of September, and it rings for 18 hours of the 24 hours a day.
And we've been talking about the 10th Annual Tour de Coal Bike Ride, as well as the 17th Annual Coal Country Chamber of Commerce Fall Festival Days that will be coming up September 26th. Mickey, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin
County.
And
thank you for having us.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.